Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for today's lesson. Did you know that vacations are good for you? Well, yes, they are. And that's the name of today's lesson. Vacations are good for you. Well, I hope that you have had some good vacations in your life. Some good memorable experiences. Carolyn, what was one of your favorite vacations?
Well, I actually went on vacation with my uncle and my brother to Pennsylvania, a state in the U.S., and we went to a Christian concert for an entire week. We slept there in a tent out in this field, and during the day we would go listen to speakers and music performed on different stages throughout this huge area. It was a really amazing vacation.
Well, that is a good experience. Let's see, a vacation for me. I've been on many vacations with my family to the southern part of Taiwan in Kunding, and we've been there. We used to go there almost every Christmas. We had many great experiences and memories there. I also went with some friends to Boracay in the Philippines. As you can see, I love beaches. Beaches make for great vacation spots. So our lesson today is vacations are good for you. Let's learn how in our lesson.
Vacations are good for you. Taking a break may be the most important thing you do this summer. Did you know German law gives all full-time employees 20 vacation days each year? Many European countries have similar laws. That may be because vacations serve an important function, protecting people's health. Taking regular vacations corresponds to having a healthier heart. One study says men who miss vacations are 30% more likely to have heart attacks. Another looked at women who take vacations every 6 years or even less often. They are 8 times more likely to have heart disease or heart attacks.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Stressed out? Take a day off. No, really, it's healthy for you. We'll find out more in today's article. But before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Employee. Employee is a noun. Robert makes sure his company treats its employees well. Correspond. Correspond is a verb. Smoking corresponds to higher rates of cancer. Overlook. Overlook is a verb. Don't overlook all of Karen's hard work on that project. Possession. Possession is a noun. Having a lot of possessions will not bring you lasting happiness. Your more information words are blood pressure. Blood pressure is a noun. Hormone. Hormone is a noun. Sounds like an interesting article. Let's look at the article and find out.
Well, those are some interesting studies that people are making. Let's go to the very top of our lesson here. We see a phrase there, or a sentence, taking a break may be the most important thing you do this summer. Of course, there are many things you might need to do this summer. You might have to work this summer a lot. But taking a break could be the most important thing that you do.
That's right. And we find out in our article, did you know German law gives all full-time employees 20 vacation days each year? Did you know that, Gabe?
Carolyn, I did not know that, but I was so excited when I read this for the first time because I want 20 vacation days each year? Well, anyway, we have a word we want to look at in that sentence. It is the word employee. We're talking about full-time employees in Germany here. And an employee is someone who works at a company. So, especially if there is a boss, that boss has employees.
That's right. And we are employees here at Studio Classroom.
Yep.
And we have many co-workers who are also employees here. Well, if you are a full-time employee in Germany, then you get to have 20 vacation days each year according to the law.
That sounds like a great idea. Well, another word that is like this word employee is the word employer, E-M-P-L-O-Y-E-R. That's a boss. So a boss might have many employees. If you're a boss, how many employees do you have? Which employee is your favorite? Share that information with the other employees. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. But think about this question in English. How many employees do you have? Or talk about your employer.
Well, continuing in the article, many European countries have similar laws. So not just Germany, but many countries in Europe. That may be because vacations serve an important function. And what function is that, Gabe?
Well, the function or purpose is to protect people's health. Protecting people's health is very important. Let's take a look at a phrase in that sentence. To serve an important function. This means that there is a purpose, there is a function, and you are helping go toward that purpose or that function. It serves that purpose.
So it is useful for a certain reason. And you might say that smartphones serve the function of keeping us connected with the world around us.
That's right. That's one thing that smartphones do. They serve that purpose. Bees are very important in the world today. Bees serve a good purpose in the world. Or maybe you think something is really pointless. You can ask, what purpose does that serve? It doesn't really serve a purpose.
Or serve a function. You can use function or purpose in that phrase. Well, we are talking about protecting people's health by taking vacations. And in the next sentence, we see taking regular vacations corresponds to having a healthier heart.
All right, I like that information. If you want to have a healthier heart, then you should take regular vacations. This is good information, right? Let's take a look at that word from our word bank, correspond. This means it relates to something if it corresponds to something. How could you use that word?
Well, you might say that the scientist research corresponds with long-held beliefs. So the things that people thought were true corresponded with what the scientist did his research on, and it turned out to be true.
All right. I might also say that your grades in school correspond to your study habits. Is that true for you? The harder you study or the better you study, you get better grades? I know it's not true for some people. They're just smarter. They don't need to study. But usually, grades correspond with study habits.
Yes, it is something that is usually true, but maybe not for everyone. Regular vacations can help you have a healthier heart. One study says men who miss vacations are 30% more likely to have heart attacks.
Ooh, so if you miss vacations, if you just don't go on your vacations, then you might have more heart attacks or will be more likely to have heart attacks. This word miss here, it means that basically almost every company will give their employees a certain amount of vacation days. If you miss it, that means you just don't go on vacation at all any year.
That's right. And another study looked at women who take vacations every 6 years or less often. Now, what did they find from this study, Gabe?
Well, this is scary information, Carolyn. They're 8 times more likely to have heart disease or heart attacks. Ow. Well, 8 times more likely, Carolyn.
That is quite a big difference. Maybe we should be thinking about taking vacations, Gabe.
Well, I think that's a great idea. Maybe we should talk to our boss about that. For now, it's almost time to take a break, but we're going to spend some time with Liz in the grammar gym and then go and see Michelle in the language lab.
Friends, my name is Liz, and thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. In today's article, we see this sentence. They're 8 times more likely to have heart disease or heart attacks. Our focus today is on the phrase more likely. It just means greater possibility. So, when there is a greater possibility for something to happen, consider using more likely. For example, let's say Kevin doesn't like to go out. So when he wants to go watch a movie, Kevin is more likely to watch a DVD at home than to go to a movie theater. Or certain studies have shown that more smokers die of cancer than non-smokers. So we can say smokers are more likely to get cancer than non-smokers. Now it's your turn to practice. Think of something that has a greater chance of happening than something else. Then meet with a friend and try using more likely in a sentence. That's all the time we have for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. I'll see you next time.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 employee 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 employ。雇用这个动词，所以 employee 是指雇员或职员。例如 ,over 20% of our employees are part-time workers. 我们的职员当中有 20% 是兼职的。和它相对的名词是 employer, 也就是字尾的 ee 变成 er, 意思是老板或雇主。例如 ,Richard's employer sent him to the company's branch office in Japan. Richard 被他的老板送到了日本的分公司。继续我们来看的是 correspond 这个动词 ,cor 这个字首有一起的意思，所以 correspond 是指符合或一致。例如 ,the statements from the witness and the victim correspond, 证人和受害者的说法是一致的。如果要说明和哪个对象是符合或一致的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,the patient's reactions to the treatment correspond to what the doctor expected.病人对于治疗的反应和医生所预期的是一致的。
If you're just joining us, we are talking about the importance of taking a vacation. It is very important to take vacations for your health. It helps you have a healthier life. And studies have shown that it corresponds to having a healthier heart. And many countries in Europe also have required minimum numbers of vacation days for their employees so that they get their vacation time. Well, we hope that you will continue reading and enjoying the rest of this lesson with us in the next section.
Vacations are good for you. Other studies indicate that people who take time to relax usually have lower blood pressure. They also have lower levels of stress hormones and thinner waists. And let's not overlook the happiness that vacations bring. One survey studied people's feelings about spending money. Most were happier spending money on experiences, like vacations, than on possessions.Perhaps this is because they continued to share the memories with others. Vacations keep you healthy, happy, and can help build relationships, especially if you take them with family. So what are you waiting for? Take one this summer.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. If you weren't planning on taking a vacation yet,Now, maybe you can start planning one. Let's go to the beginning of this section. Other studies indicate that people who take time to relax usually have lower blood pressure. So we've been learning from different studies here that show that vacations are healthy for you. They are good for you. And if you go on vacation, you might have lower blood pressure.
And usually we think of having lower blood pressure as being a good thing, because if your blood pressure is too high, mm-hmm. it can lead to a lot of very serious health problems. If you don't know your blood pressure, I would recommend that you go see a doctor or a nurse and have them check it for you.
I agree. It is good to take time to relax. We're finding out about people that take time to relax. They also have lower levels of stress hormones and thinner waists. Well, I think that's something that many people want, thinner waists and lower stress hormones too.
That's right. And let's not overlook the happiness that vacations bring. So, overlook is a word from our word bank. If you overlook something, then you ignore it, or you don't look at it.
That's right. You don't really think about it or take it into consideration. Sometimes people feel overlooked. Everyone is thought about. Everyone thinks about somebody, but they don't think about you, and you feel overlooked. Does that ever happen to you?
Well, I certainly hope not, and it's important not to overlook happiness when you're talking about vacations, because vacations can make you very happy. What does the next sentence tell us about this, Gabe?
Well, one survey studied people's feelings about spending money. Most were happier spending money on experiences like vacations than on possessions. Another great reason to take a vacation. Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank. It is possession. Your possession is something that you own, or your possessions are the things that you own.
That's right, and many people focus on possessions, or they focus on buying things and
having things.
But the article here tells us that possessions are not really what people value, according to this survey. They found that spending money on experiences was more rewarding or made them happier than spending money on possessions.
Well, I think I would agree with this statement. And we see a sentence here that describes this or explains it. Perhaps this is because they continued to share the memories with others. So you might share memories with friends or family. At any rate, you're sharing memories with people when you go on vacation with them. That is very valuable, more valuable than a lot of possessions.
You could also share those memories with the people that you talk to by telling them stories about your vacation or sharing pictures with them. But if you have to spend a lot of money on possessions that you buy while you're on vacation, that could be very stressful. It's very nice to just share that experience with someone.
That's true. Well, let's continue learning about this. Vacations keep you healthy, happy, and can help build relationships, especially if you take them with family. So there are so many great benefits to vacations. They keep you healthy. They keep you happy. Why wouldn't people go on vacations, Carolyn?
Well, I think a lot of people worry about their jobs, they worry about work, and making time for vacations can be difficult, especially if you have a tight budget, if you don't have a lot of money to spend. But vacations are very important to your happiness and building relationships with the people that you love. So a vacation could be a very good idea and just the thing you need to do this summer.
That's right. So what are you waiting for? Take one this summer. I like that question there. What are you waiting for? You could use that question as well when you're talking to your friends. You think something is a great idea. What are you waiting for? Go do it.
That's right. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing your English every day. Only 10 minutes a day, and you could have great English studying with us here at Studio Classroom.
That's right. That's a great way to use it. Or maybe there's a concert coming up, and the tickets are selling out. What are you waiting for? Go and buy a ticket. Here we're talking about vacations. So, what are you waiting for? Take one this summer. Well, what are we waiting for, Carolyn?
Well, I don't think we should be waiting. We should be going to see Steve and Ken in the information cloud. And then we'll join Michelle in the language lab to learn something with her.
In the modern American business world, there have traditionally been three ways to take time off work and still get paid.
And they are vacation days, personal days, and sick days.
For vacation days, employees schedule their time away from the office in advance. This helps bosses plan ahead, making sure the office isn't understaffed.
Personal days are intended for personal things like a doctor's appointment, unexpected things like a death in the family, or emergencies like when a child suddenly needs to go to the hospital.
Okay, next are sick days. As with personal days, employees who are sick just call in at the last minute and let the boss know they're not going to work.
But that's often inconvenient for the employer. To simplify things, including record keeping, some companies have adopted the PTO, or paid time off plan. It's when all of the employees' time off is lumped together in one unit. Some call it a time bank.
Right. And employees can spend their time any way they want, so long as they give enough advanced notice. The PTO plan saves a lot of headaches, but it too has its disadvantages.
Which we'll talk about some other time. 今天这一课告诉我们度假有益身心健康，我们不妨来看看美国上班族可以休的三种假，一个是 vacation days, 休假，一个是 personal days, 事假，还有一个是 sick days,病假。这三个项目中 vacation days 是要先跟老板报备，其他的往往是临时决定的。为了避免影响公司的作业，美国有许多公司现在呢采用了 PTO, 也就是 paid time off 的制度。PTO 是将一个员工所有可以请的有薪假都合并起来。要休的时候只要跟老板报备，就可以直接从总时数里面扣除下来。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
好，接下来我们看的是 overlook 这个动词。 overlook 在这里是指忽略或忽视，例如 people tend to overlook small but important details, 人们常常倾向于忽略微小却十分重要的细节。或者是 accidents happen when safety checks are overlooked, 当我们忽略安全检查的时候意外就会发生。 overlook 也指眺望或者是俯瞰，例如 our suite overlooks a beautiful lake, 我们旅馆的套房俯瞰一座非常美丽的湖泊。最后我们看的是 possession 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 possess,拥有这个动词，所以 possession 在这里是指所拥有的东西或者是财产。例如 Robert lost all his possessions in the fire. Robert 因为火灾失去了所有的财产。Possession 也指拥有或者是所有权。例如 The hard disk is now in the possession of the police. 这个硬碟现在已经归警方所有了。And now back to our lesson.
Well, now that you hopefully understand how important vacations are for your happiness and for your health,Where are you going to go on your next vacation? Have you started planning yet? Carolyn, where do you think you'll go on your next vacation?
Well, you know, I try to think about spending money and saving money, and I think my next vacation will be a staycation.
What?
Yes.
What's a staycation?
A staycation, S-T-A-Y-C-A-T-I-O-N, staycation. It means that...I'm going to take a break and just enjoy being at home or just being in the city that I live in. I'm not really going to go anywhere. Just enjoy some time to relax.
Interesting. I think I have heard of staycations before. That's right. You don't need to spend a lot of money to go somewhere on a vacation. You could just have a staycation or do something that doesn't require as much money, and then you can still relax. I like that idea. Well, thank you for joining us for today. I hope you learned something new. Remember to plan your next vacation soon, and we will see you right here on Studio Classroom next time.
See you then.
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
Are you all right, Sherry?
Yeah, I'm fine.
What about that eye? It looks pretty bad.
I'm so scared, I can hardly feel the pain. I just want this all to be over.
Oh, you're starting to shake. Here, take my jacket.
Thanks.
Jason.
Oh, thanks, Jason. What was that? It sounded like a gunshot.
I'm sorry. I have to leave you and find Jun Fan. Stay here.
Be careful.
Jason ran through the darkness back to the house. As he moved along the side of the house, I saw a shadow move toward him.
Hey, ow, what's going on?
Sorry I grabbed you like that, Jason. I thought you were one of them.
I thought you'd been shot. What happened?
I decided we needed more help, so I let the pigs out and hid in their pig pen.
Ugh, from duck mess to pig mess?
Hey, it worked. My uncle and his partner tripped over the pigs. They must have gotten angry and shot some of them.
Better them than us.
So, Jason, where's Sherry?
In the duck shed, exactly as planned.
By now they'll know she's gone and they'll start looking for her.
Look out! Here they come!
Will the angry gangsters find Jason and Jun Fan? How long before they find Sherry? Tune in next time for another exciting episode of The Stranger.